why do you think films like this, the ones that are shot this way, still matter? They had their heyday about, you know, a decade ago, but they've still managed to be relevant and people still care about them. Why? Why do you think that this style of shooting is so infectious to viewers?
I think for viewers, no matter what people say, you know, they criticize these movies and say things, but the fact is, they're fun. They're a good time. You know, it breaks up the monotony of, you know, the standard horror, you know, your slashers and the boogeyman's and under the bed and all this stuff that we do so well, you know, as a horror community. But these types of movies are so different and they're so realistic if they're done right. And they feel so relatable to the audience. And so I think that's why people still, you know, it's still a guilty pleasure because it feels so real and it's fun. It's a good time.
You mentioned fun in a real time. And just like, you know, I've watched the film a couple of times and the dialogue seems like it was very fun and laid back. What was the feeling like on set with the entire cast? Just like kind of goofing around for a lot of the film because it's so conversational.
And that's exactly how it was. When I casted this movie, I wanted people who were relatable and I wanted them to kind of exemplify the personalities that we were looking for as natural to these people as it was to the script. And so when we were on set, a lot of this stuff, you know, they had talking points, they had, you know, subjects that they were to talk about, but a lot of it was just, you know, hey, have a good time with this, and if I feel what you're talking about isn't, you know, on par with what we've written, I'll stop you, but, you know, for now, just go, because I wanted them to, you know, really dig down into the character and become this person, so I allowed them to, you know, just go at it, and so what we edited out were really just true conversations that were happening.